Hello.
Hi, my name is Lily. I'm calling with Local Splash. Am I speaking with Reed?
Yes, you are. How are you doing, Lily?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm still working, but I made it home, so just, okay. You know, don't mind me.
No worries, no worries. I understand you had questions about your account.
I guess really the only questions I have are, I still don't really know how a lot of this works. As I mean, obviously we had a couple phone calls, and you know, I got to talk to some of your members. I want to know, how does the ad campaign start usually? Like, how does that look when we start those?
Okay, for your ad campaigns, right? So it looks like we have local SEO, which is the optimization of your Google profile on Maps locally. So that for that to be optimized and you know, have it ranking on the first page, usually it takes about 4 to 6 weeks, depending on your area and competition. Sometimes it takes a little less time, sometimes it takes a little more. But generally about 4 to 6 weeks for the Maps section. But that is, you know, already verified in life. So you can start getting calls as soon as now, although for, you know, better placement, we ask for that 4 to 6 weeks. Now, for the Facebook ads that you have, those generally start within the first 7 to 14 days. Let me check where we are with those. Looks like it's already. Yeah, go ahead.
Because I haven't gotten any updates or any sort of, like, the only thing that I have received is, like, my logo,
mm-hmm.
which is fantastic that they remade the logo. That's awesome. But, I mean, it's a very simple logo that they remade, obviously. I mean, it's not that hard to create a logo on their end. I understand that. But that's the only thing I've received. And, obviously, I know it hasn't been, like, terribly long. But I would assume within a good 5 days of work, and maybe even, it's probably been 7 business days now, something other than the logo has had to have been done. I just haven't had any updates, and I'm spending, you know, a certain amount of money on this a month. I'd like to see where we're at.
Oh, okay. I mean, I see that we're sending you emails, but yes, initially we sent you an email requesting that you give us access to your Facebook page, which you did. So right now we're still in the process of creating your Facebook ads and linking them to your business page. So, as I mentioned, usually it takes about 7 to 14 days to get those started. Right now you're 8 days in, so you can expect that to be, you know, to come into your inbox in the next few days or so.
Okay.
Yeah, as far as your Google profile, it looks like you also gave us access as managers, and it is fully optimized. So that's something that we're going to continuously do to get you, you know, ranking on the first page, as I mentioned, in Maps. But in order to start really seeing good traffic, we do ask that you allow about 4 to 6 weeks for that part of your account.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In the meantime, you know, you can always continue to request reviews, and any photos you send in really help with the optimization and the post we're going to create as well.
So you're talking about what reviews? Google reviews, Facebook reviews, Yelp reviews, Angie's reviews. What are we talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm referring specifically about the Google listing. That's the one we're optimizing to get it up on the first page of Google.
Okay, my Google business profile.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so and then how do you guys get the Google business profile on the first page? Is that just because I'm paying for it, or is that something that you guys have to work on?
That's something we have to work on. We always have to, first of all, start with keyword optimization, and then we have to continuously have activity on that Google profile. So we will do things like post creation, flyer creation. We add photos all the time. There's a lot of different things that go into the actual optimization of it. But, yes, it is something we have to continuously do, which is why it takes a little bit of time in the beginning.
Okay. Let's see. What else? So the Facebook ads are probably going to be I just would like to know, so you said, what, 7 to 14 business days when they're complete and then they can start running?
Yeah, they usually start running within that time frame. So honestly, I would say maybe the 24 to 48 hours, you should get an email letting you know your ads are running.
Okay, so then when they're running, that means that they created an ad, correct? Like,
yes.
They have created some kind of ad, some kind of thing that is going to be running on Facebook with my business name.
Exactly, yeah. And you'll be able to see those ads directly in your client dashboard.
Okay, so what would be wonderful is if I could get an update on when they finish those ads so I could take a look at them before they start running them.
Okay.
That would be wonderful as well. But, I mean, if anything, you guys can start running them. I'm not scared. But I would still like to see those ads as soon as they go out.
Oh, yeah. So, right. So, as soon as they start the campaign, they'll send you an email letting you know your ads are running. So, you can always log in right from that email to your client dashboard and just check them if you'd like. But, yes, you know, unless you'd like us to not run them until you get your approval, then we can
do that as well. No, you guys can run them. I just want to see them. You're saying
yeah.
I can see them on my client dashboard?
Yes, exactly. Once they're created, you'll be able to go into the Google Ads section, and you'll see the actual physical ad that's showing out on Facebook.
Okay, wonderful. I would like, so I think I'm probably going to try this out for like 3-ish months, because that's
okay.
What I was recommended to from a bunch
yes.
of people, and I just want to see how it all works. But if I go ahead, like say it's month 2 or 3 and I want to cancel my subscription, is that something that I can do?
Yes, you can always do that. That's always an option. Of course, within that, you know, that's more than enough time to really see a good return from this investment. So we hope that you stay longer. But yes, you can, if you need to, you can always do that.
Right, sure, yeah. It just depends on what kind of return on investment I'm getting, I guess.
Of course.
Especially with it being a certain amount of money that it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have heard of other people having issues canceling before. Is that going to be an issue with me?
No, there is no issues when it comes to cancellation. You do have an early termination fee, so that's the only thing that some clients, you know, don't want to end up paying 2 months in or 1 month in. But it's really about, you know, allowing it the time that it takes for us to really get you the best return. So other than that, you know, if there's an issue with paying the early termination fee, that's really the only problem that I could see, you know.
So the termination fee, I think I've seen it before. It's like $5.98 or something like that.
That is correct. Let me just double check that here. One.
I think it's $5.98, but the stipulations and the terms is the only thing that I don't know 100%. Like, I think it's like within 2 months or 3 months or something like that.
Yes, I believe it is. That's covered within the first 3 payments. So as soon as you've made your third payment, that's when the early termination fee is covered. So you wouldn't have
okay.
to pay an early termination fee after that.
Okay, so it's 3 months of trial, and then the termination fee is gone.
Gone, exactly.
All right, that's fine. The one thing I would like to know, other than that, is with my Facebook and Google Business profile, are they taking care of creating my profiles? Like, obviously, I've made profiles, but I haven't finished them. I haven't really made them like full yet. I was talking to Mario, I don't know, probably a week ago, and he said that that's something that you guys will take care of. You guys will, like, fill them in, fill pictures in, and make it look like a live account.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what we do. We have to do that. That's part of the optimization that we do. So we didn't actually create them because you gave us access. You know, you gave us access to your Facebook business page and to the Google profile business page. So we're not creating them, but we are fully optimizing them. So, yes, we're adding photos, we're adding the correct information, business hours, business description, things like that.
Okay, so you guys pretty much take care of the accounts regarding, like, keeping them up and running.
Exactly.
Okay. I guess that's what I'll be looking for. I hope that's true and everything is as we're explaining.
Yeah, absolutely. And anytime you have any questions or concerns, just let us know. We'll be more than happy to help. One thing I wanted to bring up very quickly, Reed, is it looks like we weren't able to send you the last text message that was sent out. Can I possibly send you a test message? It's just going to be a text message, but it'll say test on it, just to make sure that you're able to receive our messages.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I should be able to. I think I got some text messages earlier.
Okay. Yeah, I'm seeing there was an error on one here where we sent you it's actually a text message asking that you rate your experience with us, but it failed. So I just want to go ahead and just double check that it's working so we can take that error off your account here, okay?
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you. Just a second. You should be getting that any moment now. It should just say test.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming. I'll go ahead and let them know that it's working properly. And was there anything else that I can help with today?
That was it, I believe.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you again for your time, Reed. I really appreciate it. And you have a great rest of your day. We'll be in touch.
Thank you, Lily.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.